Hello, this is Michael Ford. I'm a Python programmer and my blog is at voidspace.org.uk/blog. This is part four of my ramble on Python, programming language popularity, performance and books, wherein we get back to the point. So we've been talking about different implementations, and certainly by that metric it looks like Python's popularity is soaring. And another interesting metric for programming language popularity is how many books are being written on the language. And with Python in the last year, we've seen a huge number of new books come out, which is very promising. And I started part one of the audiobook by mentioning David Beasley's Essential Reference. But just looking at the number of books that have come out recently, there are some very good ones and some very interesting ones. One that's particularly interesting for me is I'm very interested in seeing new people start using Python. And I started programming not in Python, but in BBC Basic, followed by programming on the Amiga as a kid. And one book that's come out is Hello World, Computer Programming for Kids and Other Beginners, which aims to teach Python programming to kids. And Python is such an easy language to learn. I think it's a very good first programming language. And this book, which of course is available on Amazon, made it to the front page of Slashdot recently, and actually soared to rank 84 in all of the books available on Amazon for a brief while. And that looks like a very interesting book. Another interesting one, which has just come out, is Practical Programming, An Introduction to Computer Science Using Python. It's from the Pragmatic Programmers series. Greg Wilson, who is a prominent Python blogger using Python in the scientific world, is one of the authors. And again, that's looking at using Python for computational science and with a real aim on practical programming. Another book that actually came out the back end of last year but was one of the first big books to tackle Python 3 is Programming in Python 3 by Mark Summerfield, who's a well-respected Python author. But there have also been some very unusual books come out, tackling niche topics. Grey Hat Python, Python Programmers Programming for Hackers and Reverse Engineers. That's been out for a while now, and it looks like a very interesting book. And there's also Beginning Python Visualization and Crafting Visual Transformation Scripts, which really tackles quite a niche subject, but something that I guess a lot of people have to do, is how you visualize data, whether it's charting or graphing or whatever, using Python. So it's good to see that Python is taking off. It's taking off commercially. We're seeing Python training starting to rise in prominence for a long while, particularly because of the open source background in Python and amongst Python programmers. Actually, getting people to pay for training was very difficult, but as Python is becoming more widely used in the commercial world, that's something that's becoming more popular and viable, which is good news for us Python programmers. We can maybe earn some money or earn a living training other people to use Python. So that's all I've actually intended to say. It looks like things are looking up for Python, and the future's bright. And of course I can't end without mentioning my book again. That's Iron Python in Action, which is a great introduction to Python itself on the .NET framework, aimed at Python developers interested in Iron Python or .NET developers interested in Python. And that's www.ironpythoninaction.com.